Good afternoon. The time is 2:06 currently. Sunny skies, beautiful day in Wausau, temperature of 81 degrees here at the Bow Falls Radio WXCO studios on East Grand and East Wausau Avenue, I should say. I'm Chad Holmes. Welcome to day number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Don't forget, I'm with you each weekday from 2 until 4 p.m. talking late, a local, state, and even a touch of national news and views. Coming up on today's program, I'll be joined by a pair of special guests. At 2:15, I'll be joined by Tony Gonzalez, a leader in Central Wisconsin in Hispanic outreach, a director of the American Hispanic Association. So Tony Gonzalez coming up in just a few minutes. And then coming up at 3:15, we'll be joined by former longtime president and current vice president of the Marathon County Central Labor Council, Randy Radke. I've known Randy for a long time. He has invited me for the last decade or so to be the announcer for the Wausau Labor Day Parade that's put on each year by the Marathon County Central Labor Council. So I'm turning the tables a bit on Randy here today. He's always asked me to come on and talk and do the announcements at the Labor Day Parade. Today, I've asked him to come in, join us here on the program, and we're going to talk a lot about what's going on with the local labor scene here in Marathon County and the Wausau area. So again, two terrific guests coming up, Tony Gonzalez at 2:15, and then Randy Radke joining us at 3:15 today here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And quick note as well, as it's a busy day for me. Once I'm done here with the Chad Holmes Show at 4 o'clock, we'll have 2 hours with the Mike Root, and we'll be coming back at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, we'll have the Big High School Sports Show. So again, I'll be back with Paul Novinsky at 6 o'clock for 2 hours. The Big High School Sports Show, talk about local high school football, couple of guests, D.C. Everest football coach Tim Strelo, and also Davin Stoffel, the outstanding senior from Ozanie High School. So again, stick with me until 4. And then the Devil's Advocates with Mike Root coming up from 4 till 6, and then back with the Big High School Sports Show from 6 till 8 right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. As you mentioned, again, to start off the show here, I wanted to talk a little bit again about Labor Day. And I know it's 2 days later, but sometimes with holidays, you just move right on by. And I think sometimes you got to think about it, you got to talk about it, and reflect on some of these huge holidays. I did the announcing of the Wausau Labor Day Parade on Monday. Could not help but notice the big turnout in the parade of the Marathon County and State Republican Party and their candidates. I think it was great they were involved, but can't help as well but wonder if they understood the importance of labor and unions in so many lives here in Wisconsin and throughout the country. And again, that's why I want Randy Radke on here today, talk some unions. We're going to have other union representatives on this program as we continue. But again, it's so important what's happened in history. And I mentioned yesterday that one aspect during this program that I want to have be a part of this program is history. A look back at what has happened here in central Wisconsin, in the state of Wisconsin, in the country, because if you don't look back, you're bound to make some of the same mistakes in the future. But if you look back in the last century and a half, the importance of what labor has done in terms of what union has done. And you see those Republican Party candidates that came by at the Wausau Labor Day Parade on Monday. It wasn't so long ago here in Wisconsin where Scott Walker went to war with the teachers unions, completely went after them with Act 10. How many on the right treat teachers is another topic that I'm going to touch on soon on this program. But labor and unions, it seems especially at the national level, the right loves to talk about those evil union bosses. It goes hand in hand with their hatred of regulation of any kind. Unions over the years look to protect workers, help to get workers the benefits and pay that they deserve. Before the work of the unions in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, there were incredible stories of child labor, 80-hour work week, 7-day work week, slave labor pay, dangerous food products that were put out. During those fights for the rights of workers more than a century ago, many people actually died. The wealthiest of the business tycoons used their own militias to bring down strikers. I think we all want to have balanced lives where we work at a job we love, pay and benefits we deserve, along with the ability to do other things, to be able to see and experience different places and things. Many more of us are able to do just that because of the labor and union movements of the last many years. Again, it goes back, I bet you remember in your history back in junior high and high school during the early 20th century, especially some of the muckrakers that wrote about some of the conditions that people worked, especially in the big cities, and what people did then during the early 20th. It was the progressive era in the early 20th century. I mean, even on the Republican side, a progressive like Theodore Roosevelt doing big things to help in terms of making things better for the worker in America. Of course, after that, it was Woodrow Wilson, another progressive. And then all of a sudden, it went to a more conservative viewpoint. And I think if you look for the past century or so, perhaps even more than any progressive rising tides during that time, it's been a lot of conservative policies. And again, that's why the importance of unions and the importance of people like Randy Ratke, who we'll talk about coming up a little bit later on in the program. So again, it was Labor Day on Monday, and so quickly these days, our attention span is so short, we tend to turn the page. And I think sometimes we got to try to look back. Again, why were we celebrating on Monday? And I hope some of these Republicans who marched in the Labor Day parades in Wausau and elsewhere, take a moment, think about that before the next time they get in front of a microphone and talk about union bosses and things they want to do in terms of weakening unions, both in Wisconsin and throughout the United States of America. We got to take a quick break, but coming up, we're going to have our first guest, as we'll be joined by Tony Gonzalez, again, director of the American Hispanic Association. He's coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9.
I can do my thing. You can do your thing.
They're fighting crime the hard way.
And yes, it is. As we get set up here, I'm Chad Holmes. Again, welcome back to the program. Day number two, Chad Holmes Show. And again, I hate that title, but they made me use it. So again, glad you could join us each and every weekday from 2 until 4 p.m. Local state talk here from East Wausau Avenue in Wausau on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230-215 here on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Feels like a Tuesday, but it is Wednesday afternoon. And our first guest today, Tony Gonzalez, director of the American Hispanic Association. But as I was saying, Tony, you're a man that wears so many hats, and I really appreciate you taking a little time to come on by in the middle of a busy day and talk to us about a number of issues.
Oh, no. Well, thank you so very much for inviting me. This is so important to be able to talk to people and let them know how many hats I'm wearing.
let's talk a little bit about that. Talk about what are the main hats that you're wearing right now that are keeping you the busiest in your life?
Well, the busiest right now is really kind of moving forward the Hispanic organization that we've put together. It's called AHA, the American Hispanic Association. So, it's the world of nonprofit, and it requires many different things to, act legally and, be a legal body, basically, and receive the grants that we would like to seek. So we are able to work for the Hispanic community and, not just Wausau, not just Marathon County, but in reality, we would end up being the only Hispanic group or association in North Central Wisconsin. So it's a big, big, big area. And also, one of the things that is really working very well is we have what's called H2N, which is the Hispanic and Hmong Association, which I've been a proud part of since its inception, the beginning. And basically, this started with H2N started with the thought of reaching a couple of underserved communities, the Hmong and the Hispanic community, with all the barriers that exist, distance, language, fears, and all that, and give them information about, what was going on with COVID and eventually the vaccine. And it's graduated into more care and related with health care, mental health. Mm. So as it grows, there's more things to do. And my other job that has really kind of connected all this is I'm an interpreter. I have my interpreting business. Right. With a Hispanic outreach, which is going to be AHA. And so I'm all over the place. There's a great need for interpreters, and experienced interpreters. So matter of fact, today I was just in Appleton doing some work, and a lot of times I'm down in Portage, and I cover all North Central Wisconsin. But yeah, that takes a lot of time. And then, we also have, I also lead, along with my friend Carlos Barrientos, the Central Wisconsin Adult Soccer League. So, you know, we were taking care of that. We finished our season, and our team, we won the championship, you know, which was very good. So, different. And obviously, you know, can't leave aside home duty, raising a six-year-old in this environment, which and in this great city that we live in, Wausau. So I'm very proud of all those, and I feel that it's all for the betterment, not only of my Hispanic community, but our overall community, you know, for all of us to be together.
I want to ask you a quick aside, because when you mentioned soccer and world football, who's your team? Who is the team that you follow maybe around the world the most?
Well, I grew up in Colombia, so my team is called Millonarios, Millionaires, which they're not, because they can't hire nobody. But that's that is my hardcore team, and of course in baseball, for all the Wisconsinites, listen there, I am a avid, hard New York Mets fan.
Well, finally a little bit to celebrate this year.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Tony Gonzalez, involved in so many aspects of Hispanic outreach in Central Wisconsin here on the program on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. There's so many things, but in your first answer, something that you brought up that I think is crossing so many lines right now throughout the area and throughout the country, mental health. And you mentioned the fact that, and I remember during the summertime, it was a big event over at the 400 block, and
yes.
I had a chance to talk with a couple of members of the Hmong community. Boy, when folks move here to Central Wisconsin, as you said, wonderful place to live, but it's still such a long trip. There's so many different aspects to moving to a different country. Those of us who were born and raised around this area really have no idea. Could you talk a little bit about those challenges where when you make such a big move, the mental health aspects, how important it is to try to keep people healthy in that way? Because if you're not mentally healthy, it's really hard to be successful in such a big move, right?
Absolutely. And this is what we've discovered with H2N, that, you know, just about every aspect in life touches upon mental health. Your ability to have a social life and know other people goes with your mental health. The ability to have steady work, the ability to earn a good living, the ability to maintain a job, all that is has to do with mental health. So, you know, speaking from the Hispanic community side, and in particular our greater number of community who come from Mexico and Central America, North Central Wisconsin is an incredibly challenging place. You know, the first thing that you're going to run into is transportation issues. How do you get to work? How do you get to the supermarket? How do you take the kids to school? And obviously there's people that are do not have the fortune to have a driver's license for various reasons, and in particular those reasons that are beyond any of their control. It's very difficult because you live in a constant state of fear. So it brings a lot of anguish, a lot of worry. The inability to communicate because you don't know the language, and not just because you do not want to learn the language, but because there is no schooling to be able to provide you that, which, by the way, H2N is doing right now, and we're helping with an ELL classes in both Abbotsford and here in Wausau. And also I've seen NTC is doing some of this work. But things like that. And obviously one of the hardest ones is that you are far away from your closest relatives, your mom, your dad. Many times it'll happen that, you know, one of them is sick back home, and you just know that you're not going to see him again. You know, so that obviously causes a lot of difficulty in people. But I think it's no different than anybody in our community. Everybody has some kind of a pain or some kind of a hardship and stuff. And I think the most important thing right now, based on your question, is, and I just was on Channel 9, matter of fact, yesterday, is there are resources that are becoming available. And also, I will happily say resources in Spanish because, you know, you don't want to call the suicide line and not be able to communicate. That's the last frustration that you would probably need at that moment. But I'm very happy to say that, you know, there are efforts made to make sure that any one of us, anyone that just breathes, there is help available. Seek the help. Your lives, everyone's lives is valuable. And we have a great community where we need to make sure that we take care of each other.
How long have you been in the Owosso, central Wisconsin area?
Well, in the central Wisconsin area, I've been here since 1998. I used to live up in Minocqua. And then here in the Owosso area, I'm going on 9 or 10 years perhaps. And I'll tell you with all my heart, and I'm a Air Force veteran. I traveled around the world. Owosso is my home. I love the city. I love this town. I love the people. But yeah, I've been here a little over 9 years.
And how has the Hispanic community grown in that time? Like, how big was the Hispanic community back when you first arrived in Wisconsin? And how big is the Hispanic community right now?
Well, I'll give you a little information. So when I was up in Minocqua, they had the 2000 census. Years later, and there was a whole four of us that they counted. they didn't even have to count it by race, just simply by name. It was just us. So, you know, of course, much less up there. But here in the Owosso area and Marathon County area, it's grown exponentially. You know, we've gone from, in Marathon County in particular, from the 2010 census where it said that there was a little over 4,000. Right now, we can easily say that we are increased at least in a 50%. What's hard to determine is, you know, based on the last census, skewed numbers came because a lot of people didn't report in because of fears that were put out there and stuff. But anywhere you go around here, when you go to a restaurant, just peek in the kitchen. When you are out about, you'll see people working. So it's been a large number of our Hispanic community growing here, and also of different Spanish nation origins. You know, we have a big influx of people from Nicaragua and Venezuela right now, and also in the Abbotsford area. There's been a large growth of our friends from Puerto Rico.
We got about 2 minutes before we take a break, and I want to kind of delve into, you've mentioned it a couple of times, the word fear. And I want to wait till after the break because we'll have a little bit more time to kind of go into that. But in terms of the growing community, before we take the break, I imagine that most of the folks that do move here to central Wisconsin must be incredibly grateful for the resources that you and your groups provide. I imagine that a pretty high percentage, one way or another, uses some of the resources.
Well, the numbers have been definitely growing as they know that we are active and working. So, definitely every day we're receiving more and more calls as people get to know what we do. And, we are very happy to be able to serve people and tell them about the resources they have available in this area. Because, you know, that really goes to the mental health and the wellness of our community to know what kind of help you can seek in any moment of trouble.
And I imagine just having some commonalities, like you say, somebody that may know about football in Columbia or you can nod your head and get it. I imagine just getting together in that way has got to be huge, right?
Oh, no, it is a huge thing. I think one of the basic tenets, that one of the biggest columns of our project H2N and everything is without doubt the trusted messenger, somebody that you know, that looks like you, that's walked in your shoes. That doesn't mean that we all cannot relate, but I think as a natural thing as human beings, we tend to gravitate to somebody that looks like us. And if that person is able to build a bridge with everybody else, that's what we intend to do. So we are all in one.
We got to take a quick break, but we're going to come back, talk more with Tony Gonzalez again about the organizations and about some of the issues. And I think you've been involved in some governmental organizations as well during the course of your time. So maybe get a viewpoint on what you see in that way as well. So we're going to take a quick break. Again, coming up after 3 o'clock at 3:15, we'll be joined by Randy Ratke from the Marathon County Labor Council, longtime president, current vice president, coming up later on today's show. So we're going to take a quick break and be back. More coming up here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, you can catch us online at bowfallsradio.com. And mobile devices and Alexa, just say, find me, WXCO. Joined again by Tony Gonzalez, American Hispanic Association. I know so many other organizations, Hispanic Outreach, talking to Tony here for another segment. I said before the break that you said the word fear a couple of times. Could you talk about some of those issues involved within the community that you hear about, and maybe expand on it in terms of what the situation is, how maybe the incredible difficulties that society's had in recent years has probably even added to that?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, there's many many fears, and basically comes down to the fact that a huge number of our workforce, in particular here in the dairy farms, which make up at least 70% Hispanic workers, work in these farms today. And a large number of those individuals, everybody knows that it's the elephant in the room, are people that are undocumented. So, you know, with this stigma that's been attached, and with this rhetoric and narrative that, you know, all these criminals are coming across, you know, there's no question that we need regulation and we need to take care of who comes in and stuff. But the vast majority of people that come are good people, willing to work, with incredible work ethic and with values that are very similar to people that are natural to the United States. And I mean Native American and whoever's here. You know, all the narratives start, you know, with the push that, you know, that they're taken from you and stuff like that. So, you know, the media through other sections was always trying to put this fear, you know, don't put your face out there because we're going to deport you. Don't be counted because you don't belong here. You are taking our jobs and stuff like that. So people really, you know, were very afraid to even look for resources when they needed. And like I said, it's very unfair because, you know, some say that it's applying the law is not a racist thing. And I second that. Applying the law is not a racist. It is racist and hateful when you apply the law unilaterally. You know, they try so hard and they attack so much the undocumented or illegal. I don't care about the narrative. They attack them because they're here. But yet they're working in the farms and all the industries, and those people that are hiring them and everything never face any consequence, neither do they step up to help the situation. So if they, too, were facing penalties, I bet at this time they'd probably be stepping up so that people would not be undocumented or illegal here. So, yeah, there's a lot of fear because there was many situations that happened in different parts of the country where there was not a good face to immigration because of the acts of the few. But this goes for every area, you know, even with law enforcement. You know, our law enforcement, and in particular, I would say about our law enforcement in Marathon County and Wausau area, we have incredible leaders that make sure that their forces act fairly and everything. But every once in a while, in any department anywhere in the country, you're going to get that one bad element. And all of a sudden, because of that one bad element, all the police becomes not good, and that's not fair. And likewise with immigration, the numbers will show that the vast majority of people that come here are good people, want to work, they don't want to hurt anybody, they just want to contribute. And if our federal representatives would get off their chair and start and from those that have an R or a D next to them, mm-hmm. and do something serious about immigration, it would be nothing but a good profit for our whole country. First of all, and this is, I will quote Pastor Jeff Todd, first of all, because we're taking care of human beings. Secondly, because it's important for our economy, people that want to work in our area. We need and look for the workers. And so if people would do what is right to do, we would not live in this situation. And then you would have a better ally, that it's your community, to get rid of any bad element in any area.
And actually reminds me when I mentioned that I was, you know, reading some stuff on you, and you were involved in a group from the speaker, Robin Voss, on racial disparities task force. And I think it was in that article that there was a quote from you that said, "Lay the ground of what's common and how do we find solutions?" And I think at every level of government, if you can live by those words, you can get something done, no matter whether you have an R in front of you or a D in front of you, right?
Right. It doesn't matter. I mean, R or D simply means the way by which we want to get to a point. Too bad they just can't agree with that. But, yeah, we have more things in common that we do that differ us. We want a good community. We want a prosperous community. We want our families to live well. We want to be able to go out on the street and not fear anything. I think anybody with a right mind, that's what they want. And yes, I had the fortune of being one of 28 citizens around the state of Wisconsin to serve in the Speaker Voss's task force on racial disparities. I was a part of the subcommittee of law enforcement policies and standards alongside with another local gentleman, Pastor Yao Yang. And yeah, we were able to address many of the things that were going on with the police, such as qualified immunity, non-knock warrants, and things like that, all with the goal to really build that trust bridge again between law enforcement and our community. And we were very proud to be a part of that and really get some determinations that hopefully in the long term will be very helpful to our communities.
We're again talking to Tony Gonzalez, Hispanic Outreach here in Central Wisconsin on the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. I want to kind of go back a little bit because you were mentioning again talking about some of the undocumented, and I think this goes along with your service on the speaker's task force as well. You've had a chance to work within the system. You were trying to work to get undocumented immigrants' driver's licenses, ID cards. When you talk to people about some of these issues, which when we hear about them in the media, because it's a very hot-button topic, you may hear things differently than maybe when you sit down in a closed room with some of the representatives that are involved in. What do you hear when you talked about an issue such as that with some of the people that can make things happen?
Well, you know, from the side of law enforcement, and our law enforcement has supported here, we hear the desire of and the importance to make sure that people have some sort of valid identification, because whoever it is, you want to know who you're dealing with. And as you speak with people and really kind of break down the situation to the real numbers and everything, I think in the vast majority, people will like to see something done, something that is effective and something that will benefit the community. So, you know, when you're talking in private with many of the people, they really show the desire of getting something done. As a matter of fact, I had the opportunity in this task force to speak, and I forgot his name right now, but he is the head of the Wisconsin Police Association. Mm-hmm. Great gentleman. Matter of fact, he is from Wausau, serving down in Madison. And he was telling me that the vast majority of sheriffs in the 72 counties in Wisconsin support measures that would help undocumented or illegal, whatever, be identified, because from the point of view of law enforcement, they want to have a relationship with the community that's there. It doesn't matter who's there. You know, it's for the federal government to take care of immigration. Local law enforcement takes care of our local security, of how we live here in our town and everything. And they don't have the time to implement immigration law. They just want to have citizens that are ready to, number one, follow the rules, and number two, be vigilant and able to talk with trust to law enforcement to make sure that our community is a safe community. So that means if illegal Mr. X sees a crime, he can come to law enforcement and report that without any fear of like, oh, sir, you're illegal, undocumented, I'm going to deport you. They don't want that. They want to really build a relationship with the community, and I'm very proud to say that our local law enforcement, Sheriff Parks, Deputy Billups, and also from the Wausau Police, Ben Bliven, have been incredible advocates of this, that we are all together and let the federal government hope that the federal government does something substantial.
I'm a student of history, and immigration has been part of this country's history one way or another, it seems like, for centuries. It is, and I think it's been more stagnant in recent decade. You know, there's been talk about comprehensive reform. I mean, Senator McCain was part of that, and he's been dead for now for a few years.
Yes.
He was saying, no, I mean, that's how long it's been. I mean, where it's been talked about and talked about and talked about, and there's almost a fear, I would say, probably on both sides, that if you try to move at all, you're going to get a backlash. I mean, it's really, it feels like it's stuck in concrete. Is that how you see it as well?
Immigration has been a political football forever. Neither one of the two parties has done anything really valuable towards immigration. They'll use it just the time of elections to either say we're getting rid of all immigrants,
scare tactics,
and fear them, and the other side uses, hey, they're opening the door and the floodgates and everybody's coming in. If you go down to Patagonia, there's no more Hispanics because it's been shaken all into the United States. So that's the kind of fears. But yeah, it's been a political football over and over, and it needs to stop. You know, since the Mayflower came, it's a good thing that they didn't ask them for papers, because otherwise this nation wouldn't even exist.
We laugh because it hurts, actually.
It hurts. Like, you know? We are immigrants, absent of Native Americans. All of us came here, or our grandparents or our great-grandparents came from somewhere else and made this country the great country it is, as well as the contribution of immigrants from all over the world. It depends when the immigration laws were, you know, but, you know, in the 80s is when we had that reform by President Reagan, but there was some non-savvy moves that were made at that point that maintain the status quo right now and the difficulty in immigration. I would say it has become more of a political interest not to do something effective for both parties.
And the thing about it as well, every study, I shouldn't say every study, most studies that I've seen prove that immigrants provide so much in this country. I mean, financially, intellectually, because of the talent that comes into this country, the hard work, the work ethic. If you look at the facts, there's really no question, is there?
There is no question. Even I'll speak from the side of my Hispanic community. The entrepreneurship is huge. Hispanics are very likely to start new businesses. And the workforce, you know, I constantly get phone calls from different places saying, hey, we need some his. And I'm telling you, they're not just get me some workers, it's get me some Hispanic workers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is important, it is a fact, and we just need to really shake off all this dumb talk and fears. Look at what the realities are. Go to the farms, go to the businesses, you see who's working, get together. And again, like I said, there's no better partner that you will have in combating the fears that are put into immigration than having a community that works together and gets rid of the bad elements altogether. So the solutions are at hand. It's just simply, you know, like we said earlier, this political football, it's deplorable. It's sad. And it's not going to get us nowhere. And we need to fix it. We need to fix it. And you know what? We need to start at a local level, because unfortunately, not only is Washington miles away, but they're light years away from doing something that is good as far as immigration. So locally, with what control we may have to help workers get to work and people get to schools and use services, we need to take some measures right here that we can help these communities and boost our local economies.
Tony Gonzalez, we have to wrap it up right there. Thank you again for the information. I've learned a lot myself. I hope the listeners have. And hopefully we can get you back on very soon, because I know there's so many more other things that you need to talk about as well.
Absolutely. No, thank you for the invitation. I am just honored to be here and be able to use the airwaves to communicate. And we are always accessible. If anybody has, can I give my phone number here?
Hang on a second.
Yes.
And Chad Holmes back with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. unfortunately, as I was telling Tony here, we have these hard breaks. That's a broadcasting thing where the commercials come up and we got it cut off. And I know, Tony, you want to give some contact information before we wrap things up.
Yes. So if anybody wants to contact the American Hispanic Association, AHA, or in Spanish, Asociación Hispana Americana, AHA, also I get two AHAs there on purpose.
Very nice.
Our number is 715-903-6427. That's again 715-903-6427. Please call us if you have comments. You know, really, I want to hear the positive comments. I'll be partial to that. If somebody's calling to yell and scream,
you get your assistant, which is also known as the answering machine.
Yeah, right. Well, we click.
That's right.
So, you know, we want to move into positive ways and recommendations. And, you know, that doesn't mean I have to agree with everything, but we have to engage in good, decent, respectful conversation. Any conversation like that will always be entertained.
Tony, again, it's been a pleasure. We'll get you back in here very soon. Take a deep breath. I know you got another meeting coming up, but I do appreciate you squeezing us in here for a little time on the program here in our first week.
Thanks to you, Chad. Thank you very much.
Tony Gonzalez again joining us. Coming up, and actually right now, we're going to talk a little bit about the weather. We're going to talk about the weather here as we continue here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9.
All right.
And welcome back to the program. Day number two here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com and mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes. Coming up on the top of the hour, and it's time to take a look at what's happening weather-wise as we get into the afternoon, getting towards the end of another workday, and we're joined from the weatherology.com Weather Center by meteorologist Laura Lockwood. And Laura, thanks for coming back on.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Doing great. Another beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Sun is shining a little bit warmer than it was yesterday. And in fact, it feels like this has been the pattern throughout the central Wisconsin for the last few weeks. Middle of the work week, things have been great. And then a little bit of wet weather during the weekends. It looks like it could be the pattern again this week, right?
It is. Great weather during the week. And then during the weekend, not as pleasant for a lot of folks. And that trend is going to continue. We have a cold front coming in late Thursday into Friday that's going to be changing the weather for the weekend. So definitely want to enjoy the great weather while you can. If you're able to, take your weekend during the week, you may want to do that. But if you can't, just try to enjoy it as much as you can. These type of days are definitely numbered, as we all know, living in this area here. But this is par for course for early September. Temperatures pretty seasonal here initially. We're going to be right in that low to mid 80 range this afternoon. Then tonight could see some fog, low of about 56. And then on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high of about 83. Friday, slight chance of seeing some light rain with a high of 80. And Saturday, chance of seeing a few showers. And this is when temperatures cool down a bit with a high of about 71 and then 66 on Sunday. So, yeah, temperatures definitely cooling off here as we head into our weekend. The good news is it does warm back up next week, but I don't know how many more of these mid-80s we're going to be seeing, so definitely want to enjoy them. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
I guess, Laura, we're just going to have to alter the calendar a little bit, move the weekends towards the week, and then move the week towards the weekends, because, again, it feels like for the last 2 months during the work week, it's been perfect. It's been amazing how good the weather has been here in the middle of the work week for a number of weeks now. But, again, as you said, got to get out there and enjoy it whenever we can, because once it does turn, it's going to be a while before we see anything like this again.
Yeah, and you know what? This is kind of a little bonus for folks that have their weekend during the week. They actually get some really great weather.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
And right now, another beautiful afternoon here in central Wisconsin. The temperature is 81 degrees, sunny skies. The time is 2:54. Again, coming up in the next hour, we'll have CBS News at the top of the hour come back. I got a few thoughts on, I got a call yesterday, and I'm going to talk about that, after the show yesterday. We'll talk about that in the first segment. And then in the segments 2 and 3, we'll be joined again by a good friend of mine. I've really enjoyed my interactions with Randy Racky over the years. He's been so kind to me and getting me involved in the Wausau Labor Day Parade for the last decade or so. And we'll talk to Randy Racky from the Marathon County Central Labor Council and the United Steelworkers as well. So we'll talk to him coming up at about 3:15. We got a couple of minutes here before we send it to the news. I want to touch on sports boy, oh boy. I bet you there are a few of you out there that were watching the Brewers last night. They were up 6-1 in the eighth inning and probably said, ah, it's getting late because they were in Colorado, a bit of a later start. Turned it off expecting the Brewers to wake up, find out they won 6-1 or 6-2, whatever. Unfortunately, Colorado scored 5 in the bottom of the eighth and then won it in the 10th. And the thing about it was, all night long last night, San Diego, who the Brewers are chasing now, they were, I believe, a game and a half behind going into last night. They were down 5-0 to Arizona, and then they came back and won the game in the bottom of the ninth by a score of 6-5. So it turned into the worst night possible for the Brewers. Instead of gaining a game on San Diego, who they're chasing for that final playoff position, they actually lost a game. So the Brewers have lost some difficult games recently, and they got to turn it around pretty quickly. It was September the 7th, heading down the stretch. They were leading the NL Central for much of the year, but right now just trying to chase down and get a wild card and get back to the postseason. That, in fact, I was looking at the calendar. Postseason playoffs for Major League Baseball start 1 month from today. NFL season starts tomorrow night. Packers, of course, big one in the NFC North on Sunday afternoon. They take on the Minnesota Vikings to kick off the 2022 season. But also don't forget, we're going to be talking high school sports. In fact, that's what I like to do. I like to talk those high school sports. And we do have the big high school sports show coming up. We'll have the Devil's Advocates with Mike Crute coming up at 4 o'clock. They'll be on from 4 to 6, and then I will be back, right back in front of this microphone in our studios on East Wausau Avenue for the big high school sports show. I'll be joined by Paul Davinsky, the former Mosinee head football coach, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Famer. We'll talk high school football review last week's action, preview this week's action, and also get a chance to get a couple of special guests. And one of the things I enjoy about this program, very quickly, I was saying this to Tony just a few moments ago, you get some longer form interviews and get a chance to really delve into some issues. And we get to do that on the big high school sports show as well. At 6:40 tonight, we'll be joined by the head football coach of the D.C. Evergreens, Tim Strelo. And then at 7:06, we'll have our student athlete. Yes, we have a student athlete that comes in each and every week, and we will be talking to Davin Stoffel, who's an outstanding multi-sport performer and right now on the football field for the Mosinee High School Indians. So again, Coach Tim Strelo of Everest at 6:40, Davin Stoffel from Mosinee at 7:06, our guest tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. for the big high school sports show with myself and Paul Davinsky. Got about a minute till we take a break and then have the news again coming up in the next hour. We will have a chance to talk some labor issues with Randy Rackey. But quickly, noting tomorrow, our show tomorrow at 2:15 from the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Sports Authority, the head honcho of the Badger State Winter and Summer Games, we'll have Nick Ockwig joining us. And then at 3:15 tomorrow, candidate for the 85th District in the State House, Kristen Conway at 3:15. She is running against the current incumbent, Pat Snyder, in November. So that's coming up tomorrow. Nick Ockwig at 2:15. Kristen Conway at 3:15 here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio at 98.9 and 1230. We're going to find out what's going on in the world today. I know the former President Barack Obama was in the White House having his and the former First Lady's official portrait revealed. I'm sure we'll hear about that and all the other news headlines coming up next from CBS. Coming up, it's now 2:58. Good afternoon.